I'm Katie. I haven't actually been to one of these yet, so I'm just happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
In Louisville's Community Park, members of the East Boulder County chapter of Moms Demand Action got ready for Saturday's Wear Orange rally by writing numbers. Some in chalk on the sidewalks around the park pavilion, others on dry whiteboards, the grim statistics of gun violence in America. 120 people killed every day, more than 40,000 killed each year, and more than twice that many wounded.
Wear Orange is a national event that is observed every June to honor Hadiyah Pendleton, who was a young black woman who marched in Obama's inaugural parade on January 1st, 2013. She returned to Chicago, and then a week later, she was shot and killed on a playground. So her family and friends commemorate her life by wearing orange, which is the color that hunters wear in the woods to protect themselves and others.
That's Judy Schreier, one of the event leads for the Moms Demand Action Rally.
We should not have to fear that gunshots can ring out while our children are at school, while we are at a grocery store, or with our family at a local neighborhood parade. Our children deserve better, and we deserve better.
The event in Louisville was one of dozens of Wear Orange events around the country this weekend. Speaking just before the rally began, Peggy Dara, the East Boulder County group lead for Moms Demand Action, made it clear that the issue is gun safety, not taking away the rights of responsible gun owners.
That's one of our stances. You know, we do support the Second Amendment. It's in our Constitution. You know, it's not going away. But, you know, we need to be smart about it.
Being smart about it, she says, means passing what she called common sense gun safety measures, like those recently signed into law by Governor Jared Polis.
This is really one of the critical issues of our day. I think you all know that. That's why you're here.
Jennifer Parenti is a 20-year military veteran and first-term Democrat representing District 19, which includes parts of Boulder County.
I was very proud to be part of the team that brought forward a number of pretty bold gun violence prevention bills this year. We were able to pass five. They are all now signed. Yes.
The new laws in Colorado include banning untraceable so-called ghost guns, expanding red flag laws, raising the minimum age to buy a firearm in Colorado to 21, and establishing a three-day waiting period between the purchase of a gun and taking possession of it. A bill that would have banned assault weapons failed to pass, but several speakers at the rally said it remains a priority. In a statement marking National Gun Violence Awareness Day, President Biden said he's encouraged by the number of states passing common sense measures like assault weapons bans. Boulder County Commissioner Ashley Stolzman echoed that sentiment.
This group coming together today really symbolizes for me what next session brings, that we can get an assault weapons ban here in Colorado. And that's really important. And why that's important is because for us as a country to see change, we're going to need states to take the lead and lead the way. We have 10 states now in the District of Columbia that have passed assault weapons bans. Sadly, Colorado's not one of them.
Gun violence can happen anywhere at any time. But some of those at the rally expressed particular concern about gun violence in schools. 18-year-old Patrick Pethybridge is a recent graduate of Denver's East High School.
I am here with you today because I am not okay with how my high school experience was marred during my senior year. Let me tell you a little about it. My classmates and I experienced three shootings near or on school grounds.
The first of those in September turned out to be a terrifying hoax. Two others did not.
In mid-February, my AP Spanish classmate, Luis Garcia, was shot in his car and then died from his injuries 16 days later. And in late March, my fourth grade classmate, Austin Lyle, wounded Deans of Culture Gerald Wayne Mason and Eric Sinclair hours before taking his own life.
Patrick is able to remember Austin Lyle with compassion as someone whose life may have been saved if he'd been identified by the red flag law that at the time had not been passed. Patrick also told listeners a little about Luis Garcia.
I remember Luis showing his soccer jersey early last fall during a show and tell lesson in our Spanish class. He played so passionately right up until it won the 5A state championship last fall.
The three East High incidents galvanized Patrick Pethybridge and his classmates to demand that lawmakers take action.
That is why I testified in favor of the bill to institute a three-day waiting period for firearm purchases. which will soon take effect as law and hopefully reduce homicides, and suicides. And the bill to prohibit assault weapons in our state, which sadly failed in committee.
He ended Saturday by reading a poem he'd been scheduled to read at an assembly interrupted by the wounding of the two East High administrators. He dedicated the poem, called Rallying Cry, to his graduating class.
Nothing will stand in our way as long as we are a cultural brigade. Thank you, and God bless you.
For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.